It's a podcast for kids and their parents, and it's made by Athena and her dad. They're comedians. It's the Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Yeah! Alrighty!
Yeah. My name is Athena.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, kids of all ages, welcome to the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show!
Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show!
Yeah!
My name is Athena.
Yeah!
And with me, as always, is Daddy.
I'm Daddy! I'm gonna do my song now. No, not yet.
Anyway, thanks, I'm the host of the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Oh, you know what? I should have waited. Go ahead.
And Daddy here is my sidekick. He's also the band.
That's when I should have played the song after
and
you said
the sound
band.
Guy.
The sound guy.
During the show, we play a bunch of musical instruments. Some of them Daddy made himself. And also a bunch of other stuff. But first... Hey, Daddy, where's Mommy?
She told me or she didn't tell me. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, now I remember she's taking a watchmaking class.
Oh, that's nice.
She's trying to revive a lost art.
Not many people
make watches anymore. So.
No, what, is she going to make a watch from scratch? Wonder what that involves.
I wonder. I bet you have to, like, do this, like, with a screwdriver and, like, spin things.
Two cups
like,
of flour.
Things, like, pound things.
One cup of water.
Two cups of butter.
A stick. Two cups of butter.
Yeah, two cups.
And some sugar.
Hey, Daddy.
Well, anyway, so we can do the show until she gets back. But after that, we got to vacate the premises.
Hey, Daddy.
Premises?
Hey, Daddy.
Sounds like a medical thing. Yeah, what is it?
What do you call a sheep with no legs?
No, I don't know. What do you call a sheep with no legs?
A cloud.
A cloud!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word of the week.
Oh, good.
The word of the week is sometimes generated by a sophisticated computer algorithm powered random word generator, but this week's word of the week is...
Word of the week.
Bonanza.
Bonanza, bonanza, it's the word of the week. Oops, ow, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a demonstration of what we're supposed to do when you hear the word.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you say it? You said... I think it's buh.
I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it because then I'm going to sing and everyone's going to go nuts and start singing with us.
Okay, anyway, so...
And that will be a bonanza.
No!
Bonanza,
no, no.
Bonanza, it's the word of the week. Oops, ow, yeah.
Anyway, this week's word of the week means...
And it
situation?
Is
no
banana.
No, yes, banana.
But
stop banana. Anyway, this week's word of the week means a situation or event that creates a sudden increase in wealth, good fortune, or profits.
Oh, profits.
Yeah.
That would be a
banana.
Balamba. Okay, let's move on.
Balamba. Okay. Barbara?
Let's move on, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Daddy again with yesterday's weather forecast.
If I knew that it was going to be that, I wouldn't have been so eager to move ahead. Yesterday's weather forecast, the most accurate forecast ever. Yeah!
A little applause for that. Yeah, yesterday's weather forecast is the most accurate forecast in the history of the world.
That's because it's already happened. You want to know what yesterday's weather is going to be? You'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out. Today's Yesterday Weather City of the Week is Lake Havasu, Arizona, where they will have a high temperature yesterday of 102 degrees. Yesterday, the low temperature will be 80 degrees. And yesterday, there will be a 23-mile-an-hour wind. It will be fair, but windy and sunny yesterday in Lake Havasu, Arizona. What happened? Hey, Athena, what's yesterday's weather City of the Week Havasu Lake for known for?
It's known for the London Bridge. Now, typically that would be residing in London.
Yeah. Isn't the London Bridge in London?
No, it got moved to Arizona.
Yeah, right.
In 1971.
That's got to be an urban myth.
They wanted to sell it.
So what?
The London Bridge.
Because it was sinking into the river.
Yeah, it was sinking. It was weird.
So it was sinking into the river. They needed
an inventor bought it for about $1 million.
Oh, yeah?
And
the chainsaw guy, right?
No.
McCullough is his name.
No, that was... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't invent the chainsaw, but he invented a bunch of stuff, but he sold McCullough chainsaws. I had one when I was a kid. Used to play with it all the time.
Okay, so let's not get into that. Anyway, so this guy, right.
Yeah.
So it was taken apart stone by stone.
They just took it apart.
And they shipped it back to America,
yeah. And
they built it again. But
wait a minute. You're telling me that there was a bridge across the Atlantic Ocean?
No.
Didn't it come across the Atlantic Ocean?
No. It was taken on a boat. Piece by piece.
So across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
A bridge across the Atlantic Ocean.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So some of the stones were unable to be used because they were damaged.
What?
Too bad.
How? Who broke my stones?
Calm down.
Who damaged these stones?
Calm down.
They're big stones, aren't they?
Calm down.
You damaged. So what happened? What did they do?
So what they did was they
About how
took
many?
Local rock. I don't know. They took local rock. And they carved it into the correct shape.
Oh, so they
then
made new ones.
Then they blackened it with a kerosene lamp so it would resemble. Then they also painted it to make it look weathered and aged. Then they inserted it into the place.
Oh,
so
just
some of the bricks aren't really from
the new ones.
Yeah.
But everything was just old like it was when it was brought. They didn't clean it or anything.
No.
So they brought it up and they built a thing at Lake Havasu, right?
Yeah, Lake Havasu. In fact, they built a channel underneath it, which is actually what Lake Havasu is, I think, that they did it under there. So
there would be water under it?
Yeah, because they can't have a bridge without water.
So they dug a little river. Can you go there?
Yes, you can, actually. They have a resort.
Really?
Yeah.
Lake Havasu.
Around there, yep.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we should head up there sometime. I heard also that this rumor that people were saying that, well, the guy thought he bought the London Tower Bridge, but he bought, because it's not the London Tower Bridge. That's the one that has the towers on it that you always see in the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he didn't buy that.
No.
And he knew he wasn't buying that. But there was this rumor going around that said, oh, he got tricked. He thought he was buying the London Tower Bridge. What a moron. And he didn't say anything about that because he thought those rumors were good for business. Because there was a big housing development that he built up there. That's why he built the bridge as a promotion. Genius, man.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And you know what? He got a bridge and he got a bunch of traffic and he got a bunch of tourists as a bonanza.
Bonanza, bonanza.
And that is what? Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Yesterday's weather forecast, the most accurate forecast ever. Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
So next up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a phone call and
I'm going up the country.
A
phone call. Oh, that means I have to go.
Yeah.
I have to go in the other room to answer the phone and make the switch happen. You take the phone call, and I'll be back.
So, the topic of today's phone call is today's letter. And today's letter comes from... where is it? Lana L. She says, my parents say I should make bracelets for charity. I'm terrible at making bracelets. Help! So if you have any answers to your question, that was prompt. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Nan, I'm calling in.
I know you are.
Yeah, Nan, am I on the radio?
Yep, you're on the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Yeah, Whoopi Chicken, Nan. Whoopi Cushions and Rubber Chickens, Nan. Yeah. Yeah, I got like it, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is great. I'm glad I'm here today.
That's good.
Almost didn't make it, man.
Why not? You always make it.
Yeah, I know, but I was in such a hurry that I tripped over my own shoes. I tied them together by accident, man. And you know what the weird part about that is?
What?
They're Velcro. How did I do it, man? I don't know what happened.
That was for you.
Oh, hey, did I get a rim shot?
Yeah, for my misfortune.
Yeah, thanks for laughing at my pain, man. That's nice of you. Appreciate it. Just kidding. I know. It's just a joke, right?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. So what's going on, man? What's the word of the day, man? The word of the week.
The word of the week.
Don't say it because your daddy's not in there because he has to answer the phone in the other room.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, okay, man.
Bonanza.
Bonanza,
it's the word of the week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Now.
Woohoo. Daddy's going to be sad because he missed it, man.
Well, he'll have other opportunities. Anyway.
Yeah, he'll get over it.
How's it going? Did you order any wings?
Yeah, man. What's the question about today?
So there's this girl. Her parents wanted to make bracelets, but she's not good at making bracelets, so she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that make bracelets that are not good at it. I see them all the time in the store. They look terrible, man.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, they're awful. I don't know who makes these things. So jump right in and do it, man. You'll probably make $1 million. Look,
okay.
I gotta go. I got a lot to do. I gotta go to this. There's this guy I know that bought this bridge and put out in the middle of the desert, and he wanted me to paint some graffiti on it or something. So I gotta go do that. So I'll see you,
okay,
man.
Okay. Bye. That sounds cool. Okay, so next up we have the,
how'd it go?
Well, great, it was that guy that always calls and you missed us saying the word of the week.
Ah.
He said it and then we sang the song.
Without me?
Yeah.
Oh.
He wanted me to say it.
Well, okay,
kinda.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
What?
Why was the frog excited?
Oh, I don't know. Why was a frog excited?
It was leap year.
Because it was leap year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, guess what it's time for? It's time for Whoopi Science.
Whoopi Science. Science.
We talk about topics related to science, nature, and the nature of science. And also other stuff.
Whoopi Science.
Today's topic is... How did the Sphinx lose its nose?
I don't know how.
Well, I've got some theories.
Oh, it's not a joke?
The more popular theory is that it was shot off by Napoleon's soldiers who were doing target practice.
But it doesn't have a nose on the Sphinx. And that's a legend or a myth nobody knows
Sure? No one really knows. But I've got some theories of my own.
Oh, you do?
One of them is that it was never actually put onto the Sphinx.
Wait a minute. Before you talk about this, what is the Sphinx?
It's a statue that looks like the body of a lion with the head of a man, presumably a pharaoh. It's like laying down in the sand. It's a huge sculpture in Egypt.
Near the pyramids?
Yes.
Aha! Egyptian antiquity.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's missing his nose, and we're trying to figure out why. So I got a theory here.
Well, why do you think the Sphinx lost his nose? What happened?
Well, I think he was probably never put onto the Sphinx. Or maybe there was a jealous boyfriend that punched him.
A jealous boyfriend?
Oh, here's another one.
Yeah, why doesn't the Sphinx have a nose?
Well, maybe because Mom always said, don't play ball near the Sphinx.
Mom always said, don't play ball in the Sphinx. Yeah, Brady Bunch joke, right? And that's the end of Whoopi Science. Whoopi Science.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
On the Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, y'all.
Important thing to say.
Go!
Bonanza!
Bonanza! Bonanza! It's the word of the week!
Good. Whoops! Ow! Yeah!
Anyway. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Daddy again with the word from our
Hold on a minute. Wait, something. We missed something, didn't we?
No.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show is brought to you by Nearly New Designer Clothes at shopnndc.com. Designer clothes, shoes, and handbags for parents. High-end brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Prada, all at silly low prices. They take credit cards and PayPal. And they are sponsoring Nearly New Designer Clothes, a sponsor of the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Woo! Oh, hey, Daddy.
Yes, what is it?
Today, I gave away my dead batteries.
Oh, you gave away your dead... Wait a minute, you gave away your dead batteries?
Yep, they were free of charge.
Free of charge! Da 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 da. We're going to have some fun today on the show. We're going to have a good time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ripley's Believe It or Not started as a newspaper feature in 1919 by our hero, Robert L. Ripley, who traveled the world in search of weird stuff. They have books, a website, a TV show, and a museum. Today's piece comes from book number 11, Reality Show.
That's my new thing, man.
Yeah. So, the first thing is about a weird pillow.
What, you don't like it?
It's okay.
Oh!
No, it's great, but, like, I mean, like, I'm trying to say this in, like, that.
Oh, well, let me get out of the way so you can do your thing.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so, what are you doing? Daddy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
No, seriously, I need to know what you're doing, because they can hear that.
I'm just doing stuff over here.
What is that? What is
I'm
that, like?
I'm all these mugs, these cups. We have all these mugs. These mugs with pens in them. I'm just trying to arrange.
But you can't, but they can hear that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Hey, stop!
What?
They can hear that!
I was doing it quieter.
No, you weren't.
I thought I was.
Oh.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, that one is just on the... It's just... Okay, go ahead already.
This is about a weird pillow. It looks kind of like an ostrich head.
What?
But it's not really. It's more of like a round globe with a hole in the bottom to put your head in, like, little things for your arms so you can, like, lay anywhere, and it's got padding in it.
What do you do? What do you mean you can lay anywhere?
You put it on your head, like...
Like a helmet?
Like a helmet. And then you put your hands inside to keep them warm, and then you just kind of like put your head down wherever you want. Inside the hat. There's like little holes in the side that you can put
your head
in.
What's it
for? To sleep in. You just go, because you have padding in there. You could just put your face down on a desk and sleep.
Oh, it's for sleeping at work. Oh, yeah. I can get into that. What else?
Ah, well, did you know that your eye muscles move about 100,000 times a day?
No, I never
and
thought
of it. And if you wanted to give your eye your leg muscles the same workout as your eyes, you'd have to walk 50 miles every day.
Oh, I should start walking on my eyes.
Did you know that a woman from New York taught her pet fish to play soccer, the limbo, and not only that, but a mini slalom.
Is he good at it?
Apparently.
He's good at soccer?
Apparently,
very
it's
athletic.
A type of fish. Maybe.
Going to be in the next Olympics? Did you say slalom?
Yeah, slalom.
Slalom?
Yeah, it's like a ski course or a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a in and out between the pylons and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
wow,
what
that's a, what kind of fish is it?
It's not a goldfish.
No?
It's some other type of fish.
Fried fish?
No, it's not a fried fish.
Baked fish?
No, it's not a baked fish.
I don't like fish.
You know, it's not an I don't like fish either.
Yeah, I don't eat fish, but...
It's not an I don't eat
Well,
either.
You know that, so, you know, that's nothing. I'm not telling you anything that's not a bonanza of information.
Bonanza, bonanza, it's the word of the week. Whoops, ow, yeah.
Daddy.
What?
Don't we have that special celebrity coming
in? Yeah, we have a special celebrity guest coming in. It's, let's see. We've got the Flying Babushkas. This has been weeks that we've been trying to get these ladies on here. I'm not sure what they're going to do exactly. I know that there are some older women. They're from Eastern Europe. They're called the Flying Babushkas. I'm assuming that they're going to fly.
Daddy.
What?
I hear something.
What?
Like mommy coming
that's probably
in from
you're probably just
hungry.
What? Mommy's coming? Ho, ho, ho. Hey, we better shut it off.